From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The summit that was scheduled June 12th in Singapore and North Korea between North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump is off. Reading a letter from President Trump to Kim, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said, "Sadly, based on the tremendous anger and open hostility displayed in your most recent statement, I feel it's inappropriate at this time to have this long-planned meeting."
"I felt that a wonderful dialogue was building up between you and me, and ultimately is only that dialogue that matters. Someday, I look very much forward to meeting you. In the meantime, I want to thank you for the release of the hostages who are now home with their families. That was a beautiful gesture and was very much appreciated."
Mr. Trump in his letter also left the door open, telling Kim that if he changes his mind having to do with this most important summit, please do not hesitate to call me or write. The last straw, according to a White House official, was an insult of U.S. Vice President Mike Pence earlier Thursday in a statement by North Korea's vice foreign minister. She called Pence a political dummy and warned in rhetoric typical of that uttered by Pyongyang of a nuclear confrontation. Before the letter was read, North Korea allowed reporters to witness the shutting down of its nuclear test site to demonstrate its commitment to denuclearization. South Korean government welcomed the North's unilateral nuclear concession to help facilitate a broader agreement with the United States to completely end its nuclear weapons program in exchange for punishing sanctions and security guarantees. North Korea conducted all six of its nuclear tests at the underground site. That includes at least two extensive tunnel systems. And China's defense ministry said Thursday that a U.S. decision to disinvite China from a major international maritime exercise is unconstructive. This is VOA News. President Trump continues trying to discredit the special counsel's Russia probe as two GOP lawmakers receive an unusual briefing Thursday. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani has that story.
In a rare decision, the White House arranged for House Oversight Committee Chair Trey Gowdy and Devin Nunes, who heads the House Intelligence Committee, to get access to classified Justice Department documents. The president and his GOP backers are demanding information about an outside informant they say spied on the Trump campaign.
"When they look at the documents, I think people are going to see a lot of bad things happen."
The president says the one thing he's demanding is full transparency from all involved. Sagar Magani at the White House.
An international team of investigators say it has identified the Russian military brigade responsible for launching a missile that brought down a Malaysia Airlines passenger plane over Ukraine in 2014. The joint investigation team concluded flight MH17 was hit by a missile launched by a unit of Russia's 53rd Anti-Aircraft Brigade. The Kremlin has repeatedly denied any involvement in the downing of that airliner. The missile fired from a mobile launcher struck the Boeing 777 on July 17, 2014, over an area of Ukraine controlled by pro-Russian separatists. Congress has passed a bill expanding the availability of private health care to veterans who need an alternative to the VA health system. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
"I know you've been taking a hit on your comments about ammo."
Against a backdrop of negotiations stalling out over rewriting the North American Free Trade Agreement, President Trump stated core industries such as automobiles and automotive parts are critical to the nation's strength. That would allow him to slap tariffs on imports as high as 25% as a matter of national security under the Trade Expansion Act, just as he did with steel and aluminum imports. Talks hit a roadblock with Mexico and Canada over car and truck production. Insiders say by initiating a trade investigation, the president could be looking for leverage. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
President Trump says he wants to see a radical change in the way U.S. aids to those countries deemed not sufficiently assisting the United States in stemming the tide of violent illegal immigrants heading here. Mr. Trump did not specify any countries, but his comments came during an event Wednesday inside a Homeland Security Center in New York's Long Island. Much of the conversation among the president and others included a family member or family members of victims of gang violence, and they talked at the roundtable discussion of MS-13, a criminal gang that originated in Los Angeles and has spread to much of North and Central America. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.